This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Declaring acts of domestic terror have been committed by violent demonstrators. U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to end what he called the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout the country. Mr. Trump said he was mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including the Second Amendment rights. Just before the president spoke, reporters awaiting his remarks in the Rose Garden could hear loud explosions from volleys of tear gas fired from around Lafayette Park, where riot police holding shields aloft pushed back peaceful demonstrators. Rubber bullets were also fired, and police on horseback were brought to help clear the area. The movement by law enforcement came less than a half hour before 7 p.m. curfew went into effect for Washington. It again cleared the way, but not the smell of the gas around St. John's Church, a block north of the White House, to which Mr. Trump walked just minutes after the curfew went into effect. The historic Episcopal Church suffered minor damage Sunday evening when a small fire was set in its basement. In front of the boarded-up church, Mr. Trump held up a Bible and referred to the United States as the greatest country in the world. We're going to keep it safe. Then he walked back to the White House. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential candidate in the November election, is one of several leaders who criticized President Trump for using the American military against the American people after the president vowed to order an army crackdown on the sweeping civil unrest. Biden tweeted that he tear-gassed peaceful protesters and fired rubber bullets for a photo. Washington's Mayor Muriel Bowser called the move shameful, going on to say that a full 25 minutes before the curfew, federal police used munitions on peaceful protesters.